The news of the day kind of came out of nowhere about an hour ago when the Flames sent out a news release. Yusuf Alamaki sustaining an ACL injury while training over the weekend. He will need surgery and will be out indefinitely. Let's welcome in the general manager of the Calgary Flames. Brad Treliving joins us on this Monday afternoon. Brad, I appreciate you doing this. Apologies that it's under the circumstances. I guess just your reaction when finding out the news about Yusuf, just a devastating piece of news for the young man.
Yeah, you're right on, Pat. It's devastating is probably the best word to use right here. When I spoke to him initially over the weekend and throughout the weekend numerous times, and you know, we all know sort of the future that this young man has, and even going back to last year, and you know, makes a team out of training camp and sustains a high ankle sprain and the work he put in to get back. And we saw, you know, albeit a brief bit of work in the playoffs, but, you know, we really think the sky's the limit for this guy. So, and I, you know, talking to him over the course of the summer, throughout the summer, the work that he's put in this summer to have this thrown at him is just that he was devastated. Obviously, it's not the news that we were looking for, but you deal with these things. And it's unfortunate. It's very unfortunate. But our first concern is with Yuso and getting him, on the road to recovery here. He's a young guy. He'll be back. But certainly right now, that's all we're thinking about is just supporting Yuso, getting him looked after medically and start the rehab process.
Do you know what happened, Brad?
Yeah, it was a training. It was, you know, he was dealing with training and twisted it. And you know, he had contacted us shortly thereafter, and at that point actually was able to get in to see, you know, his doctor there fairly soon, and you know, when you hear of any type of injury at any type of the year, and especially in the summer when you're not, in this case where he's overseas, and you don't necessarily have your own medical staff to have immediate hands on him, you're a little bit worried and concerned, and all those things. But you know, our staff was immediately in touch with him, in touch with the doctors over there, and we got imaging done and imaging sent over, so we were, you know, unfortunately able to diagnose the injury fairly quickly, and wanted to take some time over the weekend and today to make sure that everything was what we thought it was and our doctors looked at it. So that's right now the course, you know, so we're putting together sort of a plan of medical plan for him. He's over in Finland right now. We'll let the knee settle for a few days. And then when he's fit to travel, we'll get him to Calgary and then proceed on the process of getting him, you know, getting him moving on rehab and obviously get a surgery done and then on to the rehab phase. So that's sort of the plan at this point.
Is there a timeline or are you working on a timeline with this?
Yeah, right now, Pat, we're just saying it's indefinite until such time again, just with the distance, and not mm-hmm. having, you know, direct hands on him, and like any injury, until you go through the process of, like I said, we've got some extensive imaging that's been done, so our medical team has a pretty good idea of what's going on in there, but until you get in and get the repair done, and you know, sort of see exactly what's going on in there, We're not going to put a timeline on it at this point. I will tell you, this type of injury, though, it's, you're talking months, not weeks, and it's, you know, it's a significant injury. So, but having said that, he's a young guy. He's had to deal with, you know, an injury last year. We know the type of work ethic and the type, you know, just the type of kid he is. That he's gonna, you know, he's doing everything he can, even in the, you know, the short time it's been since sustaining it, to try to make sure he's doing all the right things to get back as quickly as he possibly can. But we're obviously going to take our time and mm-hmm. make sure that you know, everything, we're going to be cautious with him. He's as you will with it, as you would with any player. So to once we get him over to Calgary, once we get the you know, the surgical repair done, I think, you know, in the coming days and weeks, we'll have a better idea of timelines and whatnot. But, you know, at this particular time, it's indefinite and it's going to be long term.
So the next step would be, and just to summarize, the next step would be after letting the knee settle in Finland, get him over here and then do the surgery sometime in the next couple weeks. Would that be right?
Yeah, correct. We're sort of talking him on a fairly regular basis, almost hourly right now. So basically what our staff has said is right now, let's just, you know, you want to let the knee settle. So, you know, you're talking about a significant travel schedule, significant flight distance. So you want to make sure that everything is fine there to make sure that he's good to travel. And so we'll probably let this settle certainly over the next number of days. You know, as we're probably getting into the weekend, into the next week, we'll have a better sense of when travel. We'd like to get him over, like I said, as when I say quickly, you don't want to misinterpret that to, you know, trying to rush everything. But obviously, the sooner you have the surgery, the sooner you're sort of on the road to recovery. But we certainly want to make sure that it settles properly, and that he's you know, fit to travel. And at that point, he'll be to Calgary, and at that time, our staff and medical team will be able to get, you know, sort of hands on him, and we'll go from there.
You say that you're in contact with him fairly regularly right now. How is Uso handling it? Obviously, a huge hit for him.
Yeah, and that's really, you know, listen, he was like I said, he's a young player, and we had high expectations and hopes for him this year, but the team side takes a backseat to the individual, and you just feel for him. You know, any player and any athlete, especially, you know, you're now approaching, you're sort of on the backstretch here of the summer, and, you know, I know he's been working his tail off since April, you know, just both physically and he was excited. He was excited for, you know, now going into a second year, what I thought was a real productive year, despite the injury he had last year. I thought he took big steps. You know, the time he spent in Stockton was really important for him. And then, you know, as we all saw, this is a kid who made our team out of training camp at 19, jumped into the playoff games, and I thought acquitted himself very well. And really, we thought he was, you know, really on the verge of taking a big step forward this year. So he was, you know, to put it mildly, was devastated. And he's a young, you know, you forget, these are kids, right? He's a young guy. But he's doing well. You know, each time you talk to him, he is, as I told him, you know, there's nothing we can do now to change it. So now we move forward. And that's what you have to do. You just got to keep moving forward. And he's doing a lot better here today. He's, like I said, he's a very determined, very mature young man. And so now he wants to get the information of how do we move forward the best that we can to get him up and going as you know, get him better fixed and on the road to recovery. So he's feeling a lot better emotionally than he was on Friday. But this is a long process. The rehab process is never a fun one or an easy one, but I'm very, very confident, and he'll attack it as he attacks everything else. And like I said, you're dealing with a young guy who he'll come back from this, but he's doing a lot better than he was on the weekend, that's for sure.
Brad Treliving, Calgary Flames general manager, is with us. And Brad, you mentioned his maturity and talked about how, you know, he really does seem like a guy that, you know, we're talking about a player in his early 20s, but seems like he's been in the league for quite some time. I remember the first few conversations I've had with him, that was the first thing that jumped out to me. But maybe the one that was most significant was while he was dealing with that high ankle sprain last year, he came in and spoke with us for a little bit. And I remember just the mature way that he approached it, said, you know what, it did hurt him mentally and it was a challenge, but he's learned from it. How much do you think that experience last year of missing a significant amount of time with a really frustrating injury, how much can he learn from that and take into this experience, knowing the high level of maturity he possesses?
Yeah, and I think just the, you know, that it's happened. It happened not that long ago, right? So it's like anything in life. You draw on experiences you've gone through. So he's been through a rehab process prior to. Now, this is going to be a little bit different, and so on and so forth. But I think that, you know, he certainly now has that experience to draw on. And as you said, Pat, just the makeup of the individual. He's just, you know, he's a young guy that came over to North America at a very young age to play in the Western Hockey League and was away from home at an early age, and you grow up fast, but you never lose sight, as you said, that, you know, these are kids that you're talking about. He's just a young 20-year-old kid who's you know, got all his future all in front of him, and so you can't help but feel for him. So number one is that's where you spend a lot of the time, is just supporting him and you're there with him and letting him know, you know, he's gonna bounce back from this. His career is just barely starting right now. And if there's any light, you know, it's happened now. We still got a couple months before the season starts, so it's, you know, not all is lost here. So you try to find any bright side that you can to it and talk with him a lot. And but he's a mature kid, so I think he's already got his mind wrapped around, okay, now this is another challenge that's been put in front of him, and like we all have to. And now you deal with the cards you're dealt and do the best you can. And I think he'll come out on the other side of this, you know, even stronger than he was before. And that's just, like I said, that's the type of kid that we're dealing with here. He was down there for a couple days, but I know that he's gonna attack this hard, and when he's healthy, he'll be back. But certainly having gone through a process where you're out of the lineup for a significant amount of time already, you know, that's something. It's not something you want to do on a regular basis, but. Mm-hmm. You know, he's had that experience, so certainly he can draw from it, and he's got great support around him from his family. He's got great support around him from the organization. He's got great medical care from our team here. So we'll start that process, and like I said, I told him the other day that he's getting all his injuries out of his career. There's guys that get injured throughout their career. You're just getting these out of the way early on, and he's got lots of hockey and lots of career ahead of him.
We always talk about injury opens up opportunity elsewhere. I think a lot of people had Valimaki penned in on the opening day roster for your squad. Where do you look now for opportunity to open up? Is the first place that you look Oliver Shillington, who got a really nice look in the NHL last season?
Well, I think certainly that's a natural. I think you look at, you know, and you're right. The next, you know, you always have to. It's the cold reality of the business. Is you feel for and you support and deal with the player that's been injured. The other side is now, from a team perspective, you know, it's next man up. And you know, we went through this last year, and you know, there's lots of guys in this league who get in the league and have careers based upon getting an opportunity where somebody gets injured. And we saw it last year with Oliver. You know, Oliver had a real good camp for us. And when Yuso went down with the ankle injury, Oliver stepped in and, you know, really played the majority of the year on our team. And, you know, he's a year older. He's had another summer. He's a year stronger and wiser and all those things. So that certainly is a great opportunity for Oliver. And we're going to... I guess I'd answer the question this way, Pat. There's going to be opportunity internal, but certainly with this injury, we're going to be looking at our defense both internally, externally, and seeing, you know, what other opportunities may be available to us. And so that process has obviously started here over the course of the last couple of days. And we'll see how this plays out over the course of the next little while here. But certainly we're going to, you know, we'll be trying to look under all the rocks here to see what may be available to us. But, you know, you look at Oliver, you look at, you know, young Yellison. We've signed a guy, Brandon Davidson, who battled some injuries last year. But, you know, and so internally there's opportunity. And then we certainly will be looking externally, too, to see if there's other opportunities for us.
I guess that's a good way to wrap it up. A final thought, just here we are now approaching mid-August. This is supposed to be when things are really quiet around the NHL from an external market standpoint, trade-wise. Is it a fairly quiet market out there right now?
Yeah, typically. This time of the year, there's always business getting done. You know, there's still, obviously from our standpoint, we've got some contracts yet to get done, as a number of teams do. You know, so there's some conversations going on, but for the most part, it's generally fairly quiet. There's, you know, from the UFA market, there's certainly a number of players still looking for opportunities. And teams are, you know, this stage, you know, there may be a couple players that you've had conversations with throughout the summer. You know, we're no different in that regard, that there's a number of players out there that we've stayed in touch with and, continue to talk about and so on and so forth. But it's probably safe to assume, though, Pat, discussions specifically on our blue line now will pick up. We'll talk internally with our staff, with our people in the office, with our scouting staff, and look at, you know, how do we address this now? Once, you know, sort of parallel paths, getting you so looked after, getting him here, getting that plan put in place, and then looking at how we react to this news and see where we go over the course of the next few days.
Okay, and I know you can't say much, and I know you won't, but just for sake of making sure I ask it anyway, do we have any movement or anything new on Matthew Tkachuk conversations?
No, nothing new there. I've got you on the list here. Once that gets sorted out, that we'll... we'll definitely make sure that you're aware of it, but we always make sure you're in the loop here, but no, we continue to work away at that and nothing new to report on that front.
Brad, I really do appreciate the time. Unfortunately, under the circumstance they are, I apologize for that. Thank you so much for spending some time with us this afternoon. We'll talk to you again really soon.
You bet. Thanks for having me on, Pat.
He's Brad Treliving, the general manager of the Calgary Flames. Yes, the circumstances, of course, not good. Yusuf Alamaki out long-term with an ACL injury suffered during off-season training. We don't know exactly what the timeline is. If you're just joining us, he is going to stay in Finland for a little bit, let the knee settle, then come over here to Calgary. He can get the surgery that he needs and then start to rehab. But months, not weeks, but no specific timeline when it comes to Valimaki's return. Brad joining us on the